horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead. I'll still away. Away!
Young Johnny Heaver couldn't remember which one of the milling crowd of Bartee cowhands had struck the first blow. He knew that a few moments before he'd been standing at the bar in the Longhorn Cafe. Now he was dimly conscious of the tight grip of many hands on his arms and legs, of the fact that someone was holding open the batwing doors of the cafe, that he was being swung back and forth to a counted rhythm.
One, two, three.
You want any more of the same thing? Try coming back in here again.
Maybe I will.
We don't want any two-bit rustlers in this cafe. Or anywhere else.
Why, you... Pop Travers. Excuse me, Pop. I've got
to... No, get... Johnny, don't go back in there. They've got you out number 10 to 1.
I don't care. I'm going to get that Chad Billings by the neck
what
and...
What chance would you have? If you tried, a dozen of his paws, men will gum whip you from the back. It ain't worth it.
I can beat that ornery Chad Billings to a pulp with one hand tied behind
sure
me.
Sure you can, but not now. This ain't the time. You're kind of dusty and must have. Come on down to the stable. Wash your face and straighten out.
Why should I take anything from a skunk like Billings?
Come on.
Oh. Well, all right.
How'd the fight start, Johnny?
There wasn't any fight to it. I was standing in the Longhorn when Chad and a bunch of his old man's cowpokes came in.
Sure they jumped you, huh?
No. Chad told me to stay away from Nancy.
You mean his cousin, old man Harley's niece?
Well, Harley Billings is not really your uncle, just through marriage.
Sure, then what happened?
I told Chad that anything between Nancy and me was our business, not his. Well, next thing I knew, one of the punchers hit me on the head with a bottle or something. And they all grabbed a hold and threw me out of the cafe.
That Chad Billings is a no-good critter, just like his old man.
I'll get even with him sometime.
Well, here, put a douse your face in that water trough. There's a towel hanging right beside it.
Yeah, I guess I do look kind of rocky after landing on my face. Nancy will think I've been playing Indian.
Nancy, you going to see her tonight?
Sure. I'm riding out to the Bartee now.
Ain't that kind of dangerous, going right into enemy territory?
Chad and the punchers will spend the night in town.
Well, old Harley will be out to the ranch, won't he?
I'm no more scared of Harley Billings than I am his son. Nancy's the one I'm calling on. And it's a mighty important call, too, Pop.
Better keep your eyes peeled, son. That Billings outfit is tricky.
Nancy's of age. So am I. Nobody's going to keep us apart. The horse is right over
there. Yeah, sure, she's a mighty fine girl. But she's got a rattlesnake for knuckle.
Steady, Molly. I've been stomping on rattlers all my life, Pop.
Not two-legged ones.
Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. Good night, Pop.
So long, Johnny. Take care of yourself.
Get up. Dark. Well, Harley Billings must be asleep. Well, Nancy will hear my whistle. That's funny. Nancy's generally waiting on the porch. Can't figure out where...
Johnny?
Nancy, well, where'd you come from?
I've been waiting for you behind those trees.
What's the idea of hiding?
Be quiet. Uncle Harley will hear you. He's sitting up there on the porch smoking his pipe.
What do I care?
Please.
All right. But you know why I'm out here, Nancy. Tonight's the night you said you'd give me an answer about us. I mean, about getting married.
I know I did, Johnny.
What's the matter?
Well, Uncle Harley doesn't like you, and...
You mean to say you're going to let that crooked old buzzard tell you what to do?
Please, Johnny, I need more time.
Well, time for what?
Something I can't tell you until...
You know your own mind, don't you?
Well, it's not that. It's so dark here we can't see. Uncle Harley may have left the porch.
That's a good guess, Nancy.
Uncle Harley!
Well, Billings, I thought I knew all your tricks. But sneaking up on a private conversation's a new one.
Get off this ranch and get off pronto.
I'm not ready to leave.
Oh, yes, you are. All right.
Oh, pulling a gun on me, huh? Nancy, let's both get out of here.
No, Johnny, I think Uncle Harley's right. You'd better leave.
What?
There's going to be a dance at the schoolhouse tomorrow night. I'll see you there.
But,
and
Nancy, I...
Please leave.
Get moving, Heber.
Nancy, I can't understand why you...
I'll see you tomorrow night at the schoolhouse.
Maybe you will. I'll have to think it over.
You heard what she said, Heber. Get going.
Get up. Oh, Mother. Oh. I guess I just don't understand women, that's all. Hey, what the...
Hi, Johnny.
Howdy,
Jack. Oh, Jack, Shorty, Carl. What is this, a surprise party? I come home and find all you gents sitting around my one-room shack?
Hey, we wanted to talk to you, that's all. When we found you weren't here, we waited.
Talk about what?
Some of the boys were in the Longhorn tonight when you had that scrap with Chad Billings.
Yeah? I didn't see any of you. Thanks for helping me out.
Now, look, Heber... You've got a small spread here in the valley, just like the rest of us. I mean, you used to be like the rest of us.
What do you mean?
Up until 5 years ago, when Harley Billings moved in here with his big herd from Texas, he took things over.
Nobody knows that better than I do.
And you were all for us little fellas sticking together and fighting him. Until his niece came to live with her Uncle Harley. Then you changed your mind.
No, I didn't.
There's been a lot of fences cut and a lot of steers missing. Billings blames us.
Well, I think it's Billings' own outfit, the Bartee, that's doing the rustling.
Yeah, so do we. And we figured on you helping us prove it.
Yeah, I will.
But we've got to take it easy till we've got something on the Bartee. Harley Billings is powerful.
He'll stub his toe sometime.
Not because you pushed him.
Hey, what do you get?
Get wise to yourself, Johnny. You lose your head over a petticoat and make Billings mad. Now he'll crack down on us before we get a chance to beat him.
Who are you with? Us or him?
Why? And don't blame us for not pitching in on your side at the cafe tonight. Blame yourself for letting it happen.
So, that's the way the land lies, is it?
That girl's a Billings, Johnny. Just like her uncle and his kid. Can't you see she's building this thing up for them so they'll have an excuse to run you and everybody else off the range?
I never thought of it that way.
Plain as a nose on your face. Now drop her, Johnny, and come back onto our side of the fence.
Maybe I will.
What do you mean, maybe?
I'll let you know tomorrow night after the schoolhouse dance.
Sign up there says Pop Travers Blacksmith. Is that you?
Yep, that's one of my signs.
One of them?
3 days a week, I drive the stage from here to Arapahoe. Sign on the coach, it says Travers Stage Line. Over on the post office, there's another one. It says Lemuel Travers Postmaster. Right now, you're in the Travers Livery Stable.
Fine. You think Mr. Travers, the blacksmith, could fix one of my colt's loose shoes?
Don't see why not. You'll have to wait a few minutes till my forge heats up.
That's all right.
Live around here, Sonny?
No, just riding through. We're camped about a mile up Kiowa Canyon.
Who's we?
Oh, a couple of friends of mine. Say, I heard some music when I rode past that big white building on the corner. What's going on?
Oh, that's the schoolhouse. Having a dance down there tonight.
Oh. I noticed there was a pretty big crowd.
Yep. I guess most every cowpoke in the valley is up there hobbling around in a pair of tight boots. Yeah, just hope there's no trouble, that's all.
Why should there be trouble?
You're a stranger in this town, Sonny, so you don't know Johnny Heber or any of the cowhands from the bar tea.
What do you mean?
From some of the stories I heard today, and knowing Johnny like I do, it's liable to mean plenty.
Evening, Joe.
Evening.
Well, here's my money. Will I get a ticket?
Sorry, Johnny. I don't think you better go in.
Well, why not? This dance is open to the public, isn't it?
Yes, but... Johnny, every cowpoke from the bar tea is inside. They're all on the prod.
It's none of my business. Give me a ticket.
But Harley Billings
is
said...
Is Nancy in there?
Yes, but that's...
I'll go in. Here. Nancy?
Oh, Johnny, thank goodness you're here.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to say anything about what happened last night until I ask one question.
Oh, what is it?
Will you marry me?
Why, yes, I'll be proud to, Johnny. But there's something I've got to tell you. I've just found out
Let's go outside. We can talk better.
Johnny, I hate to say this to you and the lady, but... You can't leave here together.
Oh, first you didn't want me to come in. Now you won't let us out. What's the idea?
You can go out. The lady stays here.
You can't make me stand here if I...
Come on, Nancy.
Them's orders, Johnny.
Oh. Orders with a gun, huh? Who gave them to you, Chad Billings?
If you want to see Chad, he's waiting for you outside.
That's good enough for me. I'll be right back, Nancy.
No, Johnny, please don't. Can't you see what they're doing?
I'm warning you, Heber. Grab that bronc of yours and get out of town.
Come out into the light, Billings. We'll settle this right...
I have it!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When he left the schoolhouse where a dance was in progress, Johnny Heber expected to meet Chad Billings alone. Instead of that, he discovered he'd walked into a trap. Guns blazed at him from both sides of the street.
So that's it. Me against every gunslinger on the Bar T payroll.
He's sneaking between those two buildings. Cut him down, boys!
That's all I wanted to know. The biggest rat has the loudest voice.
There he goes! Nail him!
Hey, wait! Come here! Chad's been hit.
Chad's outside, boss.
What do you mean? He's not...
Ah, that Heber varmint got in a lucky shot.
He's killed Chad. Killed my boy.
We'll nail him. He's on foot, so he can't get far.
Listen, all of you. File out of here. Cover every inch of this town. I'll pay $1,000 in cash to the man who brings me Johnny Heber, dead or alive.
As Johnny Heber raced down the main street of the little town and darted into an alleyway between two buildings, his mind was in a turmoil. He realized he had just escaped a death trap, but he also knew that the shooting of Chad Billings had placed him at the mercy of at least 100 men who would kill him on sight.
He went that way! I saw him!
A bright moon had risen. He would have to find cover quickly. He passed a deserted store building and noticed a window pane partially broken.
If I can get in here, maybe I can lose him.
He was right here a minute ago.
Guy must have ducked across the street. Come on, he can't get out of town. We got it surrounded.
If I come out now, they will nab me. Wait, there's a hole in the roof and some empty boxes in here. That's the only way I can go. Now, if I'm lucky and these buildings are close together... Those armies are sure anxious to earn that $1,000. Here's Pop Travers' stable. I can't go any further. I gotta drop down.
Johnny, that you?
Pop, they're after...
I know all about it. Quick, up in the hayloft. Hurry.
Thanks, Pop.
Golly, is that the Johnny Heber you were telling me about?
That's him. He saw what happened a few minutes ago. And buzzards tried to frame him. He shot Chad Billings in self-defense.
Sure he did. Doesn't the law know that?
Ain't no law in this town, son, except in Harley Billings.
Aren't you running a pretty big chance hiding him here in a barn? That mob finds him here,
no bigger chance than Johnny ran for me last winter when he rode 50 miles through a blizzard to fetch a doctor for my wife.
What are you going to do now? Those men will keep on searching until
I don't rightly know, son. Got to get Johnny out of here some way, but I don't know how.
Maybe I can help.
You? What could a young sprout your size do?
Well, I told you I have two friends. I'll ask them about it.
It'll take more than that to get past the Billings gunhawks.
Well, we can try. Here, Victor.
Now, wait. You ain't figuring on riding out of town now.
Why not? That mob's not after me. Keep Johnny undercover till I get back.
Nothing else you can do.
Come on, Victor. So you see, it's only a matter of time until some of those men find Johnny Heber.
You're right, Dan. He can't hide in a livery stable hayloft forever.
I thought maybe we could go in
there.
Oh,
that would be foolish, with the whole town trying to earn the reward money.
Yeah, I guess so. Should have kept my mouth shut.
Wait. There's a storm blowing up. It's liable to rain tonight and most of tomorrow.
Oh, sure, but
didn't you say Pop Travers drives a stage between here and Arapaho?
That's what he said.
Good. Toto.
Uh-huh.
We'll wait here till daybreak. Then you ride to Arapaho. That's a county seat. We should be able to find a United States Marshal.
Time to find him.
What are you going to do?
That'll be mainly up to you, Dan. You and Pop Travers.
What do you mean?
Ride back into town and tell Pop Travers.
That's the idea, Pop. What do you think?
First rate, if we can get away with it. Every man in town is still on the prowl looking for Johnny.
Haven't they been here searching for him?
Twice.
How'd you get
rid of him? He's hiding under a pile of hay in the loft.
Good. I'll go up and tell him what our plan is. It's almost morning. You can hitch the team to the stagecoach.
Yep. Good thing it's still raining. Side curtains won't look funny.
I'll tell Johnny. Hey,
where's that letter?
Yeah. Johnny. Johnny Heber. It's all right. Pop sent me up here.
Who are you?
Dan Reed, friend of Pop's. We're going to get you out of here, over to Arapaho.
Not a chance. Every army in town is looking for me.
Well, they won't look inside Pop's stagecoach when he's making his regular run this morning. The side curtains will be up.
You mean right out of town inside the stage? Like a passenger?
Yeah, why not? You get inside while the coach is here in the barn. Then Pop only makes one stop at the post office to pick up a mail sack.
Yeah, it might work, but...
It's got to work.
Harley Billings and his gang might find out. Follow the coach to Arapaho.
A friend of mine and I will meet you as soon as you reach Kiowa Canyon. You can ride with us on a back trail from there.
So if they do find Pop's stage, it'll be empty.
Sure, that's the idea.
I don't know why you're doing this, but I'm sure grateful for everything.
How about Miss Nancy? Pop told me about her.
All right. Yes, Nancy and me are finished. She sure won't have any use for me now after I shot Chad, her cousin.
Oh, that wasn't self-defense. I saw it.
Women are funny. I guess I just figured Nancy wrong, that's all. Naturally, she'll stick with her kinfolks. Blood's thicker than water.
Well, I'm going to ride ahead now. My friend and I will meet you and Pop on a canyon road. Lots of luck, Johnny.
Thanks. When Pop drives his stage down the main street with me inside and every hombre in town looking for me, I'll need some luck.
Oh, you critters. Oh, there. Ho, ho. All right, Jerry, throw me that mail sack.
Here you are, Pop.
Thanks. Bad day, ain't it?
I haven't seen anything of Johnny Heber, have you?
I've got work to do. Can't waste time looking for anybody.
I could use that reward money Harley Billings is offering. Yes, Heber must have sneaked out of town some way. Billings and his posse are scouring the flat country east of here.
Yeah. Well,
Mr. Travers, wait. Wait for me.
Nancy Billings.
I'm going to Arapaho. You can take a passenger, can't you?
Well, Nancy, I don't...
Sure he can take a passenger. He's driving an empty coach. Come on, Miss Billings. I'll open the door for you.
Hey, Jim and Jennifer, I hope he doesn't open it too far. All right, hurry it up. All right, come on, you critters. Let's roll there.
Get up there. Get up. Get up.
Nancy.
Johnny.
I thought you were...
Oh, thank heaven you're safe.
Pop's helped me get out of town. But you... I killed Chad. You know that, don't you, Nancy?
Of course, and I'm glad of it.
Glad? He was your cousin.
He wasn't. And Harley Billings isn't my uncle either.
What are you saying?
I just found it out the other night. That's why I told you to leave. Why I had to pretend to do what Harley wanted me to.
What do you mean?
I've been suspicious ever since I came up here to live with them. I knew that kinfolks of mine couldn't be as mean as they were.
But how did you know that?
Well, 5 years ago, Mother received a letter from Uncle Harley. It said he and his son were trailing a herd up here from Texas. Mother knew she was dying, so she made me promise I'd go and live with my uncle.
Did he?
Yes. The other night, just before you came up to the bar tea, I found an album that Mother had sent to Uncle Harley. Some pictures were torn out of it. That's why I told you I needed more time.
For what?
After you left the ranch that night, I waited until Harley was asleep. Then I went through his valise. I found the torn pictures of my real uncle and cousin.
Those dirty, murdering skunks must have done away with your kinfolks and stole a bar tea herd.
I know they did, because in his valise I also found this. Look, it's a sheriff's reward dodger from El Paso, Texas.
Let's see. Wanted, dead or alive, the Abilene Kid and Jake Connor. Well, Nancy, these pictures are...
Our uncle, Harley, and Chad. The minute I discovered the truth, I decided to go to Arapaho, see the United States Marshal there. Keep praying that you hadn't been found. Now everything's all right.
Sure it is, honey. The bar tea really belongs to you, and...
I don't care about the bar tea as long as I have you, and we can get away from Harley Billings.
We'll get away, all right. I met a kid named Dan Reed. He arranged my escape. He and a friend of his are going to meet us at Kiowa Canyon.
Harley doesn't discover I've left and follow this coach.
Listen, I think I hear some saddle horses coming up now. That must be Dan Reed and his friend.
That's funny. Thought the coach would be along here by this time.
He'll keep riding until it shows up.
I'm sure that if Johnny Heber had a fair trial about the shooting, he could prove
that's
that
That's why the marshal is with us, Dan. He'll take over the law and...
Look, up ahead. That's Pop's coach. And somebody's lying in the road.
Hold, Silver.
Get out of there.
Get out there.
Oh, why, it's Pop. He's been...
Steady, big fella. Now, wait a minute.
Pop, what happened?
Harley Billings and his gun hawks overtook me. They got away with Johnny and Nancy.
Nancy? Was she on the stage, too?
Which way'd they go?
Masked. Who's he?
My friend, the one I told you about.
Quick, tell us. Which way'd they go?
Headed south, the cutoff. Before they run us down, Nancy told me. She's got proof. Harley Billings ain't really Billings. He's the Abilene Kid. Chad was Jake Connor.
The Abilene Kid and Jake Connor. Did you hear that, Marshal?
I've been hunting for that pair for 10 years.
One of them's dead, but the other's still alive.
Can you ride, Pop?
Sure.
Double up with Dan. You know the trail through the south cutoff, don't you, Toto?
You know it.
Lead the way. Steady, big fella. There's no time to lose. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Spike, Victor.
Get out there.
Harley. You'll put some lead through this kid and the girl right here.
I don't want your advice. Your information will do the job a little further up in the hills. As soon as the horses are rested.
They've had enough rest.
All right, saddle up.
Throw on the leather, boys. We got some more riding to do. Look, Harley. Who's this coming up the trail?
Hey, one of them's Mask. Must be Owl Hoots.
Yeah. How about that big critter riding with him? That looks like Law to me.
Well, we can't take any chances. Tell the boys to draw down on him.
Bring out your hardware, gents, and let these strangers have some lead.
We're in for a fight.
Say, those critters can shoot.
Keep blasting unless you want to... Oh, my arm.
Put down your gun. We'll start shooting to kill. Which one is Billings?
That's him, the sidewinder.
There's Johnny and Nancy tied up on the ground over there.
This is the Abilene Kid, all right. It would take more than an alias to change that ugly face of his.
I guess you can handle the situation from here on, can't you, Marshal?
Sure I can.
Good. Come on, Dan, Toto.
There you are, Johnny.
Thanks, Pop, for getting us out of those ropes. How do you feel, Nancy?
Oh, I'm all right. Pop, who was that man wearing a mask?
I've been asking myself the same question for the last 30 minutes.
How did you happen to be with him, to trail us up here?
It was his idea, his and Dan Reed's. I guess the Redskin was the one who brought the marshal from Arapaho.
And now they've gone. It's so mysterious.
Well, there's no mystery about him saving our lives and running down that skunk Billings. I wonder...
What is it, Pop?
Dan Reed just called him a friend. I wonder who that fellow really is.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.